Proclamation number 5382 of 5th of May, 1952. Rage of Satan at the end. Satan will rage incomparably at the end of days because he knows that his time is over. He believes that he will still win the victory in the short time left because all signs among people speak in his favor. He has the majority in his power, and this determines him to take action against me with open sights. He openly attacks me. He does not shy away from acting against me with brutality. He uses means which alone characterize him as an enemy of souls, for he seeks to exert coercion by driving the body into extreme adversity so that the soul will succumb to his pressure. The adversity will be overwhelming and fill the weakly believing people with doubt. Yet it shall not make you waver, and therefore you will also experience such visible strengthening and comfort from my side. You will experience things which will make you rejoice and be glad even in greatest earthly adversity. You will be allowed to see me myself and also be able to speak to me. You will feel my presence in many ways, which will never remain without impression on you and enable you to resist all challenges by my adversary and earthly power. You will certainly have to struggle, yet the battle will not depress you but revive your strength, for you know that you are fighting for a holy cause and this knowledge has become a conviction in you. Your faith is firm and can no longer be shaken. And if I tell you this, then you may confidently expect what is to come and always be certain of my help. I still require great soul work from you on those who are weaker than you, and therefore I predict all this so that you will not become fickle when all earthly signs are recognizable, when earthly power brutally acts against the believers, when it also begins to look threatening for yourselves. All this must come, for these are my adversary's weapons which he has sharpened. Yet you need not fear me as long as you acknowledge me as your commander, as long as you allow yourselves to be protected by me through your will to belong to me eternally and not to deny my name. The power of the enemy of your soul fails due to this will of yours, and he will be defeated by you even if he pushes it to the limit. For I myself come and capture him when there is utmost danger, but I will not let you fall into his hands who believe in me and want to be faithful to me. The time is near when all this will happen, and it cannot be urged upon you urgently enough to gather strength for these days of adversity, to maintain the connection with me and to fetch the strength from my word, which you can receive unmeasured if only you want it. And don't forget that I am always there for you, no matter how often you call me, but don't forget that I also want to be called. For I am constantly willing to help and give, yet my gifts shall also be desired in order to be able to be of true help to you. With giant strides it is coming to an end. Make full use of the short time and you'll easily be able to fight the last battle on this earth if only you make use of my strength. Amen.